Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all caught up? You guys good? Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. Hey, Brian, you're a big Harry Potter guy, right? What's up, BPA?
No, I'm not a big Harry Potter guy at all.
You're a mensch, just like me.
My knowledge probably, Shasky, I think. Yeah.
Are you a Disney guy? Tell us what you do outside of sports. What do you watch outside of sports?
I don't answer these kind of questions.
he's Mr. Disney, Mysterious.
Yeah, kids. I have kids, Disney, all that stuff. Yeah. Harry Potter. I have to endure.
How many kids do you have, VPA? How many kids do you have, VPA? 3? 4?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not for public consumption.
Oh, my God. This is separation of church and state,
okay,
right, Brian?
Two.
I knew last night there was a turning of the tide when I got a tweet from BPA saying, I see the vision with Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, my God. BPA will flip tonight if JK starts.
That's the part of me that is unique. I can evolve and learn. Right?
Thank you.
And, yes, I can. And this is not about who is right or wrong, right? Because this is a player. Kuminga's never been this player before, right? Like, he's never been a guy that is creating for other people and working within the flow of the offense. So, yeah, it's exciting, right? And I think, you know, not that Bonta, you're not a JK stan, but there are JK stans who exist for the sole purpose of serving their lord and master, right?
Oh my God.
In his ego. And, you know, like for me, I'm a Warriors fan and I'm a Steph Curry fan, and, you know, thankfully he's brought 4 titles here and a top 5 player ever, where these guys, all they do is worship at the throne of JK. I'm a Warrior fan and I can evolve and I can see it. I can see what, you know, if this
BPA,
is where it's going for
you're
him.
You're full of crap, BPA. BPA, keep him on the line. You're full of crap. If he goes 3 for 14 tonight, I will get a tweet from you. I see every single one of your tweets. F-bombs, S-bombs, threads.
I love what he
if he goes through for 14,
I'm jealous
you will be ripping him. You will be ripping him, saying, pull him out of the game. He's not worth
Dude,
the
he's
money.
He's an international
Stop.
Man of mystery. Let him do the Lord's work online.
I've evolved, and I'm evolving, right? And I can see... I can see a player that Holy you know crap. is a true asset you're, to a contender.
You're not evolving.
I love you, Brian and Paul Alto.
I love him. He's full of crap. Go look at his tweet. I see a tweet every game. He tags me every single
What's
game.
What's the avatar?
I don't even know
Pons
what it is
with
anymore.
The, with hey, the cornrows.
One of my friends texted
this guy for some reason.
One of my friends. Hey, you don't see me respond to that often. He tags all three of us.
He might be the Dwight Howard of Silicon Valley. He's got like 11 babies with 10 baby mamas.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. He has 10 babies. He's Antonio Cromartie?
I don't know, man. Hey, something's up with that guy. I don't believe he has kids.
I'm teasing.
He says he has two of them. He has major dad energy whenever he calls
him. He tweets at people, and I'm like, I hope nobody catches him on the street, dude. I mean, he tweets recklessly.
Is he rocking Air Monarchs? Or
yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. So? He's probably rocking this outfit minus the glasses that I'm rocking right now. There you go. He's a big sweater vest guy, I want to say. Silicon Valley Zone. We have Bonte Allen studio.
He's full of crap with the JK stuff. So people still are like, well, JK's finally bought in. And I'm like, I think he's been bought in.
Yeah,
he's rebounding a lot better. There's
the
no doubt about that.
The game is slowing down for him.
The game is slowing down, but when you see when he gets to minutes, the game always tends to slow down for
him. There were two plays yesterday that I want to highlight. Early on, he left his feet and made a really bad pass, and he was able to play through that mistake. And then he made a really poor pass at the top of the key that was intercepted for a layup going the other way. I think in years past, he doesn't stay on the floor after that.
But
Butler did the same thing.
Yeah, that's the same thing to with JK. Similar to Moody.
What's that?
They're no longer looking over their shoulder.
Yeah.
They know they're going to get minutes now. When you're making mistakes and you don't know what your role is and it's not defined – and you're saying, oh, if I make a mistake, I'm going to Sacramento's a king series. Malik Monk blows by Jonathan Kuminga. He blows a couple assignments. Doesn't play the rest of the series, basically. And so when you're looking over your shoulder over and over and over, it's tough to play basketball like that. It's tough to play anything like that. It's tough to do your job like that. So finally he's like, okay, I'm getting some minutes early on. I'm going to make a couple mistakes, but I'm able to play through it. That's huge for a young player, especially in the NBA.
32 minutes yesterday, 9 of 14, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. And he's making his free throws on top of that. Yeah. 10 boards, 4 assists, 25 points. And this team, Bonte, I always talk about it because we have short-term memory here. They just could not get to the line prior to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And now you got Jonathan Kuminga on top of that. And Jimmy's going to get there, feels like, at least 8 times. It was 6 of 8 from the line yesterday, Bonte. That's just another element that this team did not have for so long. That I just don't think we talk about getting the opposite team in foul trouble. And a team like the Grizzlies that just do dumb fouls. I mean, like Jaren Jackson Jr., the guy maybe commits the dumbest fouls all year. And Draymond has talked about it, Bonte.
It's the last season.
He's too old to be doing that.
Warriors, I saw this crazy stat going into the Portland game where before Jimmy Butler arrived, 13% of their overall points came from the free throw line. That was second to last in the NBA. Jimmy Butler arrives, and it doesn't feel like a big increase, right? But 17% once Jimmy arrived came over. 17% of their overall scoring came from the free throw line. All of a sudden, they go from second to last to first in the league
in
terms of percentage of points coming from the free throw line. That's a huge jump. It feels like an incremental gain, you know, just 13% to 17%. But the fact is, they're going to the free throw line a lot more, and they're slowing the game down, which therefore sets your half court defense.
I'm really optimistic about where the Warriors are at right now. I feel really good. If there was one
concern?
Yeah, I don't know. Like fatal flaw. I don't know what the word is. I don't know what the phrase might be. Like Aaron Gordon went off in the paint, beyond the arc, all over. Guarding these fours, these stretch rugged fours, and there's only so many of those Aaron Gordon types, but there are other bigs that are going to give them problems down the stretch. I just don't know where they're going to find that type of a player to slow that guy down, even on their own roster, outside of their own roster. There's some really difficult matchups that are going to be ahead in the West, and they might just not have the recipe. They might have to outscore or outrun those types of teams. I don't know if that answer can be found on the trade deadline.
Yeah, Denny Avia, Friday night in Portland.
He
Jeremy
Grant,
good
ditch.
Example. Really good example.
And just stretch fours. And I think guards, too, get into the paint, 2 feet in the paint. Chet Holmgren's, yeah.
Who can guard Wemby? But what are they going to do against Wemby?
Well, defensively, it is a concern. For the first three games, Portland, the Lakers, Denver, they all shot 53.5, 54% from the floor. Warriors came in a game last, and I think dead last in opponent's field goal percentage.
I didn't know that.
In three consecutive first halves, think about Denver. They scored 70 in the first half. Portland scored 69 in the first half. Last night, Memphis scored 61. And they were rolling in the first half for a second. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
that second unit got ugly.
It got ugly. Even the first quarter, back half of quarter, it just got ugly for the Warriors. So tonight against the Clippers, where they're an efficient team with Kawhi Leonard and Ivica Zubac, very interesting to see Al Horford maybe take Zubac out of the paint. Going to be a very interesting matchup there. He's going to play tonight. Playing tonight. I'm not sure if he's going to start, but he's going to play. And they didn't beat the Clippers last year. So defensively, overall, whether it's stretch fours, whether it's threes, whether it's guards getting 2 feet in the paint, they've got to do a better job defensively. Again, they allowed at least 61 points in the first half in three consecutive games. It's not good. It's not going to cut it in the Western Conference.
Do we like the pace of play, though? Because sometimes you can give up points, and you look at the scoreboard, you know, and I do think the pace of play has been a good one for them.
Pace of play has been solid, but points in the paint?
Yeah, that you can't give those up.
Portland 66-30 when it came to points in the paint. Denver, Derek Gordon went crazy, and Jokic had an off night.
Yeah,
which is surprising when it comes to Jokic.
He looked really out of
Michelle
shape.
Michelle goes, he looks fatter than he ever looked.
No. Like he's and I know the way he plays, we always make fun of him.
He looked
like
out of shape.
No, he looked like he had a little bit of a little too many potatoes in the off season.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
You know who's playing tonight?
Who?
Well, the two oldest teams in the league, but also Chris Paul, Warrior legend.
Oh, there's CP3.
CP3 coming off the bench alongside Bradley Beal.
Oh, my God.
I think Bradley Beal may be starting. John Collins is playing.
Well, last game it was Kawhi, Derek Jones Jr., Zubac, James Harden, Bogdanovich.
Okay, so Bradley Beal came off the bench in that one?
Yes. Batum, Collins, Lopez, Chris Paul, Dunn.
Isn't this such a 2K type of a team where you simulate the draft and all of a sudden you got all these randoms on one team, the Clippers? They're super old and random.
As much as we talk about the health for the Warriors, I'd have a way bigger question mark when it comes to the Clippers. It felt like if any year they were going to break through, it would have been last year, Bonte. You had Kawhi pretty much as healthy as he's been for a while during that stretch. Yet James Harden, I mean, God, we all saw that basically play-in game, the last game of the season. He looked incredible. He took it over towards the end there in overtime. If at any point they were going to break through, it felt like it would have been last year, and they just, they ran up in the first round and took it to seven games, and they just couldn't break through.
Ooh, that's game one.
So, Kawhi's still Kawhi, but I'm very curious as we keep seeing these Western Conference teams. It's actually kind of fun how this has worked out. Getting a little taste for the West this early on in the season has been pretty interesting.
Well, the Western Conference, obviously Oklahoma City's going to be there. They're undefeated. They beat Dallas last night. Dallas almost came back from 22-point deficit. They're playing without Jalen Williams from Santa Clara. Houston, we'll see about Houston. They're going to need a point guard at some point. But you know what? The San Antonio Spurs. Monty Poole and I did a podcast a couple weeks ago. We're doing our West previews. And I said, my bold proclamation is San Antonio will be in the top five. Wimby's going to take that leap, and he's throwing up Hakeem Olajuwon numbers.
He looks unguardable.
He's throwing up Hakeem Olajuwon numbers. Stephon Castle, second-year player. They didn't give up any of their bench pieces.
Vassell still looks good.
Keldon Johnson, Sohan, Harrison Barnes. They brought Kelly Olynyk is still on that bench. They brought in Luke Kornet for the Boston Celtics.
They got rid of Chris Paul.
I like Kornet.
Addition by subtraction.
Well, De'Aaron Fox is there now.
Yeah.
And San Antonio is a scary basketball team. They're 4-0 right now. Now, they'll hit a bump in the road at some point, but if Wimby is playing like this, and I believe he was going to get MVP votes anyway, if he continues to play like this, he will be the MVP, and San Antonio will be a top-four team in the Western Conference. So these young teams they are scary good.
I watched him versus Lively and Gafford a couple of nights ago, and he makes both those guys look tiny.
Anthony Davis. Think about what he did to Anthony Davis. He dunked on Davis. He dunked on Lively.
It was crazy.
He dunked on Gafford. I mean, the Mavericks, they really miss Kyrie Irving, no doubt about that.
No doubt.
They miss Kyrie.
I do love Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg's going to be nice, but he got dunked on yesterday by Chet.
Yeah.
Got posterized.
Chet looks amazing. I don't know what these post-game outfits are, but he looks amazing.
That's the Chet Holmgren experience. By the way, we mentioned earlier that Draymond Green, our Draymond Green, now an Odyssey podcast host. Well, this is what he had to say. I
mean, that's always been my guy.
My producer gets in my ear and shout out Carter Chickering over there.
Panic.
You know, Draymond said something on his show, his podcast, that is very pertinent to our conversation. So you know what, Carter? You give me the sound. I'm going to play it. Draymond Green via the Odyssey
Big
podcast.
Boss Man special.
Quite honestly, I just don't know that the East has any teams that can compete at a championship level with the teams at the top of the West. Obviously, Boston being down right now, I think plays a huge role in that. The Cavs haven't been able to show that. Darius Garland ain't playing. So, you know, obviously, DG get back. You need to see how all of that come back together, right? Like, just because you had a good year last year doesn't necessarily mean things come back together like that. Teams have had a whole year to scout your offense, you know, so maybe that'll look different now. Like, so you have to put all the pieces. Lost Ty Jerome. I think he was big for that locker room. I think he was big for that team. Tristan Thompson not with that team, right? So when I look at the East, I just, right off the bat, I don't see any teams that can compete with the teams at the top of the West at a championship level. I don't foresee that.
Draymond Green on the Draymond Green Show via Odyssey. The Tristan Thompson one just made me laugh. Listen, the East, sure. Like, can we just get through the West first? And what is the carcass of the West and how does it look like compared to whatever team comes out of the East?
I didn't have Indiana going as far as they did and looking as good as they did. So you have to let the season play out.
You never know what happens. I mean, when Jason Tatum tore his Achilles, everything was thrown out the window. You never know what these
Although
things.
I hear him on the Cavs. God, I love Evan Mobley, though. I really do.
I think they got to move Darius Garland. That small backcourt in the playoffs gets exposed.
Mitchell's
not a great point of attack defender. Garland's not a great point of attack defender.
That's a good point.
So you got to get bigger at that two-guard spot. Well, and they're not going to trade Donovan Mitchell. You keep him because you know he's a playoff performer. Garland's a guy I would move along with somebody else maybe. Ty Jerome.
Jared Allen maybe? Do you move Jared Allen with him?
That's good. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. Package that for some size there, maybe some wing depth. I'm not sure. But my pick in the East, because it is down, I do believe it's down. I'm kind of with Draymond there. I think the New York Knicks with Mike Brown – I think they're going to outlast everybody.
I know.
Indiana's down.
Yeah. They're a very good team.
I love my Orlando Magic, but I'm not.
You're not ready yet. Yeah, I get it.
Another step. They need another piece, and they got to stay healthy.
The Pistons feel like they're right there with the Magic to me, too.
Pistons, okay.
They need shooting.
They lost yesterday.
I watched some shooting.
I watched that game yesterday.
Getting back to the Warriors, just seeing the first couple of games, what did you underrate about this team? What did you overrate about this team? Let's go around the room. You can pick either one. We're only four games in. I'm not trying to make it like it's the whole season.
I maybe underrated how well Jonathan Kuminga would play early on.
Yeah.
I'm a JK believer. You guys know that. I love Jonathan Kuminga's game. I think it can translate to winning. But it's come together fast. And I'm like, okay, cool. That noise that we all heard in the offseason has dissipated. I don't think there's a Warrior fan on the planet right now that wants to trade Jonathan Kuminga. Not one. I'd be shocked. Now, players become available. People will say this and that, and you already see articles about three-team deals or whatnot. Whatever. But way it's come together, with Jonathan Kuminga starting alongside Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, the spacing has been good. The rapport has been good. The communication has been good. You see Jimmy coaching him up on the floor. You see Draymond coaching him up on the floor. That's come together. So that one has taken me by. I've been a little surprised by that.
See, I think the thing that I underrated the most was, and you referenced it kind of at the end there, and he brought it up a couple weeks ago, the mentorship of Jimmy Butler on not just Moody or Pods, but Kuminga in particular. I mean, it's had a big impact, I really underrated that.
What did Jimmy say last week? We watched film together.
Yep.
We eat together.
He's talking to him in between possessions, like what to do.
Well, Monty Poole brought it up.
JK's just like nodding his head and soaking it up.
Yeah, before they flew down to L.A., Monty Poole's on a court to talk to Stephen Curry. Steph's on one court, and it's only three players left. There's Steph, and then there's Jimmy and JK on the same court.
It's crazy.
Working out together. So they're working out before practice, after practice, during practice. that's come together very, very well for Jonathan Kuminga. I'm so happy for him. But that one's kind of like, I knew it was possible. I knew there was potential there. But the way it's come together early on, Spinoni, is really, okay, cool, we're here.
And you knew it early on, and Jimmy said it early on there when JK was just kind of getting back into the fold post-injury. What did he say? The word that I keep coming back to, we could thrive together. Not just play together, thrive. And when you say that, when you're that new top dog alongside Steph, you don't think that means something to Jonathan Kuminga to hear that? Like, hear another, like big boy, big shot, all-star, Hall of Famer say, oh, this guy thinks we could thrive together. And at that point, they had barely even played on the court together in practice.
But, Joe, it's one thing to say that.
No, totally.
It's another for them to run offense, high pick and roll last night, which, to my eyes, it felt like the most they've done, where Kuminga's the guy setting the ball screen for Curry. He gets the rock on the roll, and he's the one making the decisions going downhill. See, that's the part that opened my eyes. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing when the style of play matches what the words are saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.